You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're talking about fun employment. When you get let go or you quit that job you didn't like anyways, you take that severance check or you just live life. You know, you can't stress about it. Well, you can, but you shouldn't stress about it. Yeah. And people are calling in with their fun employment stories, how they take that check or they just take life by the horns and you just enjoy it. Something will come up. And we're getting some great calls now. We have to talk to Andre. He's in Glendale. He listened to the last call. That girl Michelle called in and said she got like 12 G's of severance package. She was there for years. And she just took off for the summer to Tulum.
It's a terrible idea. I do like it, but it's terrible.
It's pretty brave, man.
It's very brave, yeah.
But she's loving life. She found the job when she got back. She's like, I'll worry about this next season. That's crazy. Okay, Andre in Glendale. What's going on, brother?
Man, I've been listening to your last phone call, and man, it just happened to me. I just got laid off my job, and I'm stressing like what to do next, what time I'm going to live. I don't know. But listening to the last caller, maybe I should just take that money that I got. Now, listen, I'm not glad that I got laid off, but listen, I didn't like the people I worked with. I didn't even like this job, but it was a job.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, you got a severance package, though, right?
Yeah, I did, and a pretty good one. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should put it in, you know, spend wisely. But now I'm thinking maybe I should just go and just live it up.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, Mexico sounds good. With the money I got, I'm going to be out of Mexico.
Do not follow the advice of the last person who called.
I could be the pimp. I could be the Kardashian of Mexico.
All right, Andre.
Good, Andre.
You get all right out of me.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Yeah, it's a nice check. Listen, the last caller, Michelle, she spent her... I mean, that's a nice severance little check. She got 12 G's, but me being a father, I wouldn't spend it because you got the family to feed.
And you have rent. I mean, rent is so crazy right now.
The 12 G's is going to hold you up to the next job. Right. But, you know, I respect Michelle. She spent all that. But do you have kids? Do you have a lady?
No. You know, I'm single, but it's also scary to take, like, to go spend that whole check when you don't know what you're going to come back to. You just have a ball.
Yeah,
you don't need to spend the whole thing.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can treat yourself to a trip. I'm a very type A person to where going somewhere without a plan stresses me out. I need to have things planned out. I need to know how much I'm going to spend and budget. So I'm a little more responsible with my money. If you want to treat yourself to a trip, go for it. But I think you need to save some of it. That's just me, personally.
I'm stressed out, but...
Play the game, Joey. God willing, you get fired tomorrow.
God willing, no, we're not manifesting.
I mean, sorry. You get fired tomorrow.
Oh, God.
They're going to pay you out, let's say, 4 months.
4 months?
Four months.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you had a great agent.
Okay.
Okay, they're paying you out 4 months. Show's ending. You go into the room. They're like, Joey, great performance over these last 25 years. You are free to go.
Uh-huh.
What's Joey doing?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes.
I haven't been to Puerto Rico in like 15 years, maybe more.
We can hang out together.
There you go.
Hey.
Andre already be there.
We can hang out together.
Do you like Bad Bunny? We're listening to Bad Bunny when we go to Puerto Rico, Andre.
Listen, doesn't matter. We two unemployed guys.
Y'all have each other.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of... I'm feeling the fun employment. It's a different way to look at it, right? You know, I'm a praying man. Like, I'm going to leave it in God's hands. I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I'm going to PR, hang out for a couple of weeks, maybe not 2 months or a summer. A couple of weeks, I'll come back, refresh. All right, let's tackle life.
And you're going to buy, like, that front row seat on the plane, right?
Hell yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got me and Dre.
Yeah.
Feeding each other grapes.
Whoa. I don't know about that part.
No, okay.
We're going to be in the first class.
We'll cheers to some wine, Dre. We're going to PR, man. What the hell?
All right, let's do this.
You're going to be fine. I like your attitude. I know you got laid off, but God is good. He got you, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you for checking in.
Thank you, guys.
I'll see you in PR. Okay, thank you for all the calls. Hopefully we help Dre out there, man. I can't wait to get the PR, man.
I know. Well,
are they going to fire me here?
Maybe. Luckily, I mean, no.
Let's
no,
not
no,
put
no.
that in the universe, guys.
God, I hope I don't get fired. Not today.
Listen, I'm really sorry for getting you sick, too. Sorry.
Struggling over here.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.